On Gimel Beis in the Rosh, your master can show you not the Torah with the fun of. It's about halfway down the page of the Rosh. So more said, maybe he meant the tiparim of Noza Tomei. So the more says, maybe he meant to pater the karbonis of somebody who's a Nosa Tamei. Samar says there was a Nosa Tamei over the fun of. Nosa Tamei has no chiv of Tiparim. Hilkach al karcha, the Hachi Kamar, therefore we have to assume the person meant to rail like Dover. Shim et Tamei is chiv of Tiparim. I'm going to undertake something which there is a potential for Tiparim in it. Which means the overall din of the zeris. V'teima dima hachikamer harelai lifter zebi tiparim im yitma. The same way I'm saying I'm going to be makabel in a zeris which has a potential for tiparim. Say I meant to pat to this person from his karbonis if he ends up with the chi of tiparim. So for this question here, the concept of lay will help. We should the yeshlan of the farish devar binyan zeh shechay v'atzmo yivare mihashta. Now the girsa of that they suggest from the Shita, the Ein Tzarech Lomer Belibi Hayikach. He changes the gears all around. Because that a person should undertake something which is a Vada Chiyav as opposed to something which is a Sufik, a potential Chiyav, but it's only a Sufik. If he didn't say Lashon of Im or something of that sort, we assume he meant the Vada Chiyav. So to say he meant an Aziris for himself, which includes in it the Halacha, if necessary, Tziparim, is a Vada Chiyav. He's now a Nozer. Saying he meant, if that ploiny that is walking by, is Chayiv, eventually, well, one day becomes Tami, is Chayiv a Tziparim, I'll take care of the Tziparim. So he should have said Im or something of that sort. We're assuming he meant to make a real Kabbalah upon himself. Well, let's keep a love Dover, Shim Yera, but Mikra, she is Chayiv, and then it'll be Chayiv. That's not beside what he meant. Hilchalay mefreshin in the bar of Ella liyosay nazar, or the tamishan iskayev kibar bekarbonet. In the case of a person was a nazar tamei, so the chiyuv of the korban is already there. So that was more question before. He meant to part to that person from his chiyuv karbonis. That's also about a kabbalah. But to say he meant a self a kabbalah, that's not mistaber. That's not how people work. Okay. The more my benayu. So the benayu is that the person said Tziparim has smukim l'seir alai. So according to Yechonon, you still need nozer b'lefano. Because the shlokas you don't need. The shlokas double gab d'loy eden nozer b'lefano. The kibin the l'day ahani time of the smukim. So Rish Lakish holds that the idea of using something which is adjacent to the pasuk works. Af, they add the word hecha, or it takes out the word af and puts the word hecha instead. So it appears behedja liyosa nazar. So if the person uses the smuchim, and he mentions sar, we say sar is referring back to earlier in the pasuk. I'm sorry, when he says tiparim, he's referring back to earlier in the pasuk, referring to sar in conjunction, like we said before, with another over the fun of. So that's if you just said the word Tziparim. impirish behedya, if he said explicitly the tziparim hasmuchim lesar, then in that situation loy boy nozor abelafonav. Of Yochanan smuchim lemahani midi, because Yochanan that you don't, person doesn't use smuchim as a way to make a kabbalah, so smuchim wouldn't help you at all. Hilchah boy loylem nozor abelafonav. Okay, we're holding on the Gemara. So holding about 7 lines before the Mishnah. Mikalam andamar loy mitvus inish memilsa the samachlay. How can you say according to Yochanan that a person does not make use item X in the pasuk, not referring to item X, referring to that which is adjacent to it? We do, people do use that lashon. What's the question? Vatanya, however you mean, I raise your shua. So a person says that he's Yamin, I'm not going to do this. So now, what's that? Right hand, I'm not going to do this. So raise your shua. So we say he means he's being nishba because the word Yamin is connected to the idea of shua. Where do you see that? My time Allah mishum to receive by your Yamin loy usmar loy elashemayim by yeshua b'chayi. So he raised his right hand and he swore by Kodesh Baruch Hu. So you see that the word Yamin is written adjacent to the idea of Shua. So a person using Yamin means a Shua. So that's a Kasha of Yerichanu. So Army, the Morris is back. Loi, it's not the Pshat. It's Mishum the Yamin Gufei Ikri Shua. That it's not that we're saying that Yamin is a way to reference something else in the Pasuk, and therefore you see that they use other words of the Pasuk to accomplish a reference. You refer to item X in the Pasuk as a way to access the whole Pasuk and other things in the Pasuk as well. That's not true. But rather, Yamin is part of the Shua. Shenemar Nishpa Shem Biminoi. The Baruch Hashem swears by his right hand. So the idea of raising one's hand or using the right hand as a way to represent Shua, so the right hand is representative of the concept of Shua. So it's not a reference to something later in the Pasuk. That's because the word Yamin itself has a connection, intrinsic connection to the concept of Shua. The Baruch says further, how do you know let's see the Rosh.
It's not in, the small is not explicit there.
No. Yes. Let's see the.
I mean, the other pasuk is better. And it would be sort of a stronger connection. I'm confused. Right, the army, you know, usmolo el hashemayim. The small there is.
So, let's see the Rosh, and then I'll answer the question. Is that the Rosh? Army Yamin who shvua. Army Yamin shalai ochel davar zeh, but ochloi is like it. So he just says he has no language of shvua. Other than he says the word Yamin. So that's a valid language of shvua, and he gets malchus. La mishum l'ksiv by Yarm Yaminoi by Yeshua. So the Mor says in Menayin l'smol she shvua l'ksiv who bezroya uzay. Once he said the pasuk, the word Yaminoi, Nichal the Bezroya Uzay had no small. If the Rashi was Nishba Biminoi, Ubezroya Uzay, so if Yaminoi means the right hand, Bezroya Uzay has to be the left hand. So we understand that Zoya Uzoy is referring to the left arm. Okay, now.
Is the Oz, Ein Ozel Tefillin, is that because the Tefillin has Parshas HaTorah and Batsim are really talking about Torah?
No, it's a different Russia. It brings a different pasuk in Ozel Tefillin.
Because we also, I mean, don't we say Oz is a reference to Torah?
That's true too.
Okay. So the L is a little strong.
Well, the more no, the Ein is Ella. That it's a way of saying that there's no doubt about the fact that this is a valid understanding of what that word means.
Right.
Okay. So now the difference between the two psukim is Nisrashem Biminoi. The Bereshim is swearing, Biminoi means that the Yamin is an intrinsic part of the act, the Shua. The Bereshim is using it as part of the Shua. The positive force is the person raised his right arm or left arm and he swore. So I don't know that the raising the arms is part of the act of the Shua itself. You could have told me the person sat down and he swore. It happened to me that he raised his arm. I don't know that that's part of the process. This person happened to have done the process of raising his right arm and his left arm and swearing. So I don't necessarily see that that's part of the act of Shua. But over here, the Bereshim is being Nishba through using his Yamin. That's what the Bimi Yinoi means. So the Bereshim swears with his right and then with his left. Yeah. Is that the Mishnah? The whole of the Mishnah on Gimel and Beis. Hareini Nozer min haChatzanim min haZogim min haTaglachas min haTumah Reizu Nozer mechol deTukin Zeris. A person made said Loshon of Zeris and he said one of these things. I'm a Nozer only from Chatzanim. Another only from Zogim. The Machlokes in the Gemara, which one is what is Chatzanim and Zogim? According to one pshat, Chatzanim are the shells of the grapes. After you press the grapes, and you have just the shell left. That's the Chatzanim. The Zogim are the pits, the seeds, and some say the opposite. So a person says, I'm a Nazir, but I only want to be Makabal, the Isser of not eating Chatzanim, but nothing else. Or I only want to be Makabal, the Isser of Zogim, or the only Isser of no haircuts, or the only Isser of Tumal, the only Isser of Tumal Mace. So the Mishnah, he's a full Nazir with all of the Isserim. Okay. He only undertook in his language to a nazir in regards to one of these things. He's a nazir. So the fact that he added this phrase, I'm a nazir from X or Y, doesn't change anything. He's a full nazir, just if he just said, I'm a nazir.
If he said the words, I'm a nazir only from grapes, as opposed to say, I'm a nazir from grapes. If he used the word only, then it would make it sound like he really doesn't want to take on the other elements of Nazirus.
I think the assumption is he'd still be a Nazir. Once he says, I'm a Nazir, leaving out the din of Tekka the Dibur and person being Hemichirata, we had it in Ksuvas. Person says, I'm a Kaddish and Isha, I'm an Ashen Olai, there's no Chiyavoyna. So the law is he's married and he has a chiyav ayna. So the Mor says if he's saying Hamanas, he doesn't have a chiyav of ksus or mazon, since the davar shavu mamon b'chok to the mayor and Rabbi Yehuda, whether you can be meichel. But a person, but the ayna, which is a chiyav shemakum for a mitzvah, said, well, I only want to marry her under circumstances X. That's very nice. But once you said rei kedushously, Tosha said, right, so the definition of the word kedushin includes ayna, so you can't say in the next second ayna not. It doesn't work. The person says I'm a nazir, but I only want Isr X. Is a stir me neubay. There's no such thing as such a nazir. So either you meant naziris, and that which you added afterwards is like as if you just a person would say I'm a nazir and then start singing tra la 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 la. It's irrelevant. There's no such phrase. It doesn't exist in reality. Or you're not a nazir at all. But since the person said already nazir and he clearly wants an act, once he said that lashon is compelling, and he's bound by that lashon of already nazir. So the person says, I'm a nazir, but I didn't mean to be makabel naziris. It doesn't. I don't care what you meant, but you said a naziris over there. Saying already nazir mina chatzanim is the same thing as saying I'm a nazir, but I don't want to be chayiv in being a nazir. I say I'm sorry. Once you said already nazir, you're a nazir. Okay. So the Gemara Masisin. No, I'm sorry. We didn't finish the Rosh.
Almost makes it sound like it's an ordering issue. That he had said restriction he wishes to place on the concept first and then said nazir. There's a possibility that it could be different.
It's a possibility, I'm not sure. Zatu Rosh, Shemachi, what's the lesson called the Duke of Naziris Alav? What's the word called? Mishun the boy the misni basar hachi the nazar erlem and nazar shimshin ain kol inyan nizir nazir aleim the nahachal kol the duke nizir is a love. There is something called a nazar erlem, there's something called a nazar shimshin, which have some exclusions in their chiyuvim. So here we say that's not true. The person said already, in our case, we said already knows him. Then he added minachasanim, minazogim, whatever he added. These are not all of them, but each one of them. So the person already knows her, and he said minataglachas. So he scribed all of the name of the naziris, not like another shimshon and another elam. Okay. Something more. This is like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon Omer. This is not like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says, "Eno chayiv ashiyidur mikulam or shiyozim mikulam." He doesn't get a dinim of a nazir to be chayiv with all the dinim of naziris unless he accepts upon himself all the dinim of naziris. But over here, where he said not like that, he said, "I'm only giving mikabel naziris in regards to one area. She's not a nazir." No, one element of it is enough. Once he's mekabel it, it's chal, and he's a full-fledged nazir. Okay. My time with Reb Shimon. So, where's Reb Shimon coming from? So, I'm recalling, he has to be mekabel everything. That's not enough to mekabel part of it. The Rosh learns that the Mor is saying that the pasuk itself is extra. So what's mechazinim adzog adding more than mekol shal yaseh megefen ayayin? So based on the first half of the pasuk, I would have said mekol shal yaseh megefen ayayin you're mekabel. The pasuk stresses no, it has to be everything you're mekabel mechazinim adzog. And we're going to say in Tlav Dafka the gefen ayayin point, it means everything, the all dinim of the naziris. Rabbanu my time. So what's out in the Rabbanu? Amar Kra Miyayin Rishaycher Yazir. The different pasuk which says A person who's miyayin b'sheicher yazir, so that's enough to be just to be yazir miyayin b'sheicher, and he's called a nazir, which means he has it in his ears. Okay. So that's marba, that the person can be mazir from just a partial element of the ziris, and he becomes a nazir with all the dinim of the ziris. Okay. The Shimon Nami Hoksi Miyayin B'Sheicher Yazir, that he's being an act of Nazir is just a Yayin B'Sheicher. No. He does Hahumi Boyle Lesser Yayin Mitzvah Kiyayin Rishus. It's discussing a different halacha totally. Once a person becomes a Nazir, whatever language you need to make become a Nazir, and he can't drink wine, is he allowed to drink? What's the law in regards to wine of mitzvah? Is that also or not? So the pasuk miyayin b'sheicher yazir, he should now remove himself. It's now that you already are a nazir, you have a chiyuv to disengage from yayin b'sheicher, even yayin b'sheicher of mitzvah. The Gemara says, Mahi, what example of yayin mitzvah that we're saying that I would think without the pasuk that a person would be allowed to drink? I need the pasuk to tell me that he can't drink. It says, it's kiddushta v'evdalta, the yayin of kiddush and the yayin of havdalah. Okay. So now, so there's two ways to learn the Gemara's question. One is that the Gemara is saying that it shouldn't be chal. So that's a very strange question. Like, the simple question is: we have a general rule. A person wants your chayiv in a mitzvah, you can't make a shua not to do it because you're mushur from Arsina, you have to do it. But the more is saying, according to the Tzur of Shimon, that the pasuk is coming to the Marba, that over here, that it does override. So what's the worst question? Okay.
And the drinking is a daraisa.
Well, that's another problem. So the girsa over here. Which. That the Bilga Tosis is Mahi. What happened on the Tosis is Lachay Nir Leben Otam, the Chasinah Mitzamiya, Vachi Mushma, Boimim Hasinai. In other words, Karma Lamali Kra, Miyutta, Lesser Yayin Mitzah, Vachi Mushma, and he the Kiddush, Ayab the Raisa, Al Yayin Lab the Raisa, the Zagre Al Yayin is Asmachta. The worst question is, it could be, there's one that the gear so according to him is is this the chiyuv of wine, is that something which is a chiyuv of deraisa that I need a pasuk to override it? About or not, it's not the deraisa, because the chiyuv of kiddush is the deraisa, but the chiyuv of yad is the rabbanon. So therefore there's never a havamina that a nazir would be mutter in it, and I don't need a pasuk to tell me that a nazir is usher in it. So what does Rav Shimon do with the pasuk? Elikiha. So that which Rav Shimon is being kavni marba that yayin mitzvah is also like yayin rishus on a deraisa level is in the following case. Domer Rav Shua she'eshtet. Because of Omer Harini Nozer, Asinziris Chayla Al Shua. Person made a shua, he's going to drink. Now he has a chi of the rice to drink. And then he said, I'm a Nozer, so he can't drink. The Nazir says Chal, and the email he already was Mushpa based on his own Shavua, and he's a Chi of the Rice, and now to fulfill his Shavua to drink, the Nazir comes and asks him from drinking.
I believe we talked about it in the Torah.
Not in the, unless the person says. Yeah, but sure, she'eshta doesn't mean once in my life that I'm going to drink. That's not how Stam Lashem Re'anim works. Sure, I'm going to drink wine means somewhere in my life that once I'm going to drink wine, that's not what it means. It means I'm going to drink under whatever time frame we call regular, whether it means daily, weekly, whatever it means. So that should prevent the Nazir from being chal. So the pasuk Gai Meshecher Yazir, that even in that situation, the Nazir says chal, it's also him to drink. Okay. Shaker, the Targum translates the word Shaker is Chamar Chadas. Yain is Chamar Chadas, and Shaker is Chamar Atik. So Yain is freshly pressed grape juice, or just fermenting, and Shaker means it's fermented well. It's referring to wine. But we'll see anything more later on about that. Rabbanu Nami Hami Borle Lesser Yain Mitzak Yain Rishus. Now Rabbanu should accept this drasha. They don't have Yain V'Shecher to tell me their halacha that it's enough to be noiser from just one thing. Some more answers. In Kelim Mikra, Miyayin Yazir, Mayu V'Shecher, Shratim Inotarti. So the double lesson of Yain V'Shecher teaching me two halachas. One, that a person can be noiser only from one thing and it becomes all did in his ears. So number two, that it's chal on the tears is chal on the mitzvah derisa of this person to drink now that he made a shavuot. So Shimon, it's a good question. If it's all coming just for this halacha that the Zeris is chal on the person's yain mitzvah kian mishus, should just say yain. What do you need shecher for? So Mor says, "How the time of the chesiv shecher lalufei shecher shecher lemikdash." We want to learn out from here to the base of mikdash. The halacha is that if a kayan is over the sin yain mishecher al teisht atol benekel itoch. So there's if a kohen does the avodah, shtui yayin is chayim mitzvah de shemayim. It says yayin mashiach al teisht. Okay. Magabi knows a yain who the litzer of a sharmashkin loy. Akabi mikdash nami yain who the litzer of a sharmashkin hamishtakrin loy. So I don't know what the word yain b'shecher means over there. Does shecher mean any alcoholic beverage? Does it mean intoxicating wine? So over here by nazir, the pasuk says Mikol Shayesim Gefen Yayin and all the different things. We understand that the word shecher means specifically a form of intoxicating wine, but not other types of intoxicants, other types of beverages. So Mimikdash also the chiyuv is only for something which is wine. The Fukim and Rabbi Yehuda, and this is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The time Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Ochel Dvela Keilis V'Shasha Dvash V'Cholav V'Nichlas Mimikdash is Chay. So the Dvela Keilis is a type of. So they would the veilers. They would take fruits and press it together into cakes. So they do that with. So Kilis was from a place called Kilis. They would take their figs, press it together, and make this cake, and it would ferment. So now, when a person would eat it, he would become drunk. So it's a case of sheker, something which is intoxicating. So Yehuda says that's chayiv. So we're saying over here that the Rishim is coming off fuki that no, this of the word sheker means dafka something from the grape. Okay.
But how does it fit in to say by Kohen the problem of Yayin? We understand the Yayin to be new Yayin, the grapes.
No.
Just a little bit fermented?
A little bit fermented, yeah, correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're saying
So the question is again, according to Shimon, what's the double lashon yain v'sheicher? So the chamim have yain to tell me yain yain mitzvah, and the sheicher to tell me that the person was noiser just from one thing, he's chayiv and everything. Shimon says yain to teach me yain mitzvah, and sheicher is iboy seimo. Shimon Leslie Isser Chalal Isser. So Shimon in general doesn't hold Isser Chalal Isser. The time of Shimon Amaruch on the veil of Yom Kippurim is part of the person eats the veil of Yom Kippur, so he's not chayiv for the chiyuvim of Yom Kippur. If a person, we only get one malchus for the veil, the Isser Yom Kippur is not chal because it's already also to eat. So Yom Kippur, we say the ruler ain't Isser Chal Isser. Okay, so now it's relevant. The other way around, the person made a shvuah, he's not going to drink wine. Then he made himself a nazir and he drank wine. So how many malchus does he get? Does he get a malchus for the shvuah and for naziris, or only malchus for the shvuah? So the Rebbe over here is telling me that the pasuk is being marbled the word sheker, that over here he's chayav both for the naziris and for the shua as well. So that's what he does with the word sheker. Okay. Now, to the Mura, the Rabbanon, Nami Hoksi, because she has a gefen and yain. Which Shimon learned out from there that he has to undertake everything. It's not enough to undertake only part of it. You can undertake part and still get it in the nazir and everything. So what do they do with that pasuk? So the Rabbanon Hossam Liman al Isser nazir should be tarfim zeh im zeh. That the chiddush over there is a person would eat it. It says mechatzanim adzok. I think it's two separate isurim. So a person would eat the chatzanim, a chatzis zayis of the chatzanim, and then a chatzis zayis of the zogim is the chayim malchus. Possibly because of yesem gefen ayayin. That any doing any amount, so a person would drink some wine and eat some chatzanim and eat some zogim and they're mitzarf together to a shear, he's going to be chai. Rishimun lesay tziriv. So why doesn't Rishimun use that pasuk to teach me the like the rabbanon tziriv that the mitzarif together, and therefore I don't have this rebbe to tell me that he has to be makaba all the dinim of the ziris to be chayv being a nazir. So the answer is Rishimun lesay tziriv. Rishimun has no need for tziriv. Not normally lesay means doesn't hold up. Over here he does. He not that he doesn't hold of it, it's irrelevant. Why? Tan Rishimun Amr Kol Shulamakis Leamru Kazayas Alayin Carbon. Rishimun holds there's no din shear by Malkus, so there's no need for tziruv. You're saying they're mitzarf together and reach the size of it. Kazayas and it gets Malkus. There's no chiyuv carbon by these things. So the only issue is Malkus. Well, Malkus you can't even the Kol Shul according to Rishimun. So it's irrelevant. The whole concept of tziruv is irrelevant. Therefore, the pasuk has to be coming to teach me. There's a halacha of being the act of nazirus has to be an act of nazirus from everything for the nazirus to be chal. Sid Rosh.
Yeah, I mean, why is Shimon not requiring a shiur?
He learns that the halacha of shiurim was never said the gabri kabbalah is not the gabri the key of korban requires a shiur. Malchus is chayvim with a kol shu.
I mean, is that general? That's not specific then to the zeros issue.
No. Anywhere the person eats a chatzis ayis of the veil according to Shimon, you get malchus. We had a malchus. Okay.
Just yesterday. No.
Do we have it since then? Mila, Marcus, and Shuas. We had in Shuas also. Okay, Shuas is more recent than Marcus. Yeah. Okay, not that much more recent than that. Okay, it's like the Rush. And okay, about Yosef Mikulam. Pirish, Hashem Harani knows this time. He doesn't have to say explicitly all of the things. Just saying Harani knows is good enough because that means everything. Or if he says he wants to start listing what that means, he has to say everything. But an option of being a nozer, saying the word nozer from some things and being a nozer doesn't exist. He's not a nozer. Now, Amir of Shimon, Amir Mutter of Shimon, but Hereni Masalsal and Makalkil, the first Mishnah of Shimon agrees to. He just spoke about hair. Over there, he didn't mean hair to the exclusion of other things. Dazim Lohitzer Klum. There's a gear of history clue. Ava Loshon Galosar Hain, Havakilo Omer, Reni Kaoisa Shirogo, the Galosar. Havakilo Omer, Reni Nozer Bistam. So he's not saying I'm only being Nozer from the Easter of Taglachas. He's saying that I want to be the person who does this thing. The other things he does also. So that's not a type of an exclusionary type of a sentence that they would undermine his naziris. That extra phrase, it sounds like from A to Z. Well, already said me kolosh yesem gefen yain. If you want to say explicitly, you got to say from A to Z. We came in the cup and craw. Vizog who did nami ataglachas betum. There's no logic to say it's only dafka the wine things. It has to be once you say you have to say everything. You got to say everything. That sounds like even from some things is good enough. The kibbutz see mikolasha yes and again for the yayin. So that phrase is extra. I feel a nozer miyayin luchudei. Just being nozer one thing, having nozer, he's a nozer. The yayin meshecher kadu. Not sure what he means in that phrase at the end. This means it's one of the multiple elements of the zeros. Okay, so now the girsa which we have in our Gemara is Mahi Kedusha of Dalta, and then we have this problem. What's the Gemara's next question? The Rosh has a girsa Ilema the Kedusha of Dalta. If you're telling me he meant Miyayin that you mean Marbi Yayin Mitzvah Kedusha of Dalta, I can't be because Mushra Amir Asinayu. So the Gemara is challenging that over there the law because it should not be that he should not be osir. The Mishra Maharsina should actually prevent the Nazir from being osiring. That's the worst question according to the gears of the Rosh. It seems of course Yom Shabbos the Kachar the Shinan Rabbi Psochim Sechrei Rala Yain. Okay, friend of Rosh Hakash. So that's the way the Rosh has the gifts in the Gemara. Then the Gemara is saying, you're telling me that Yayin Mitzvah is Usr. What do you mean? Do you mean the Kiddush and Abdullah? Can't be, because Reim Shabbat Rasinai. So therefore, it can't be that's Usr. So it's the Rosh, why? Nahi the Kiddush Havi the Raisa, Kiddisa, the brachas, it says over there, Nashim Chiyav is Bekiddush Hayayim, the Vartara. So we refer to this as a key of the Raisa, and then Ibu Menachayim, but we see it's called the Raisa, Miyu Kiddush Al Yayim Lav the Raisa, Mekachim Al Pas, Makim Shen Yayim. If it be the Raisa, how can you use Pas instead? I, Mahayda Dorsh Tukhre Al Yayim, Asmachta Balmuhu. It's only an Asmachta. That's question number one. Void of Daltam, I'm Ekele Meimer. And Havdalah is definitely not the rice. Akar who loved the rice. Number three. Void, my comrade Ella, he had the Amar Rava, Shuash Eshta. When my cousin by Mikidusha Babdalta, Kecha the Chal and Zir Salshua, Hina Michal and Mitzvah Kiddush. So the Morris says, you know, it can't be Asering Kiddush, that's the Raisa. So what's an Asering? The case when he made a Shua, it's also the Raisa. So what are you saying? That Zir overrides the Mitzvah, so let it override the Kiddush. So what's the Ella? Okay, so that the Rosh near the Farish, the Hala Kasha, the Haperusha Loigaris Ella. So that last question is not a Kasha because we're not Garis Ella. But I'm going to see it. Kihada Marava. The Morris Girsa is not Ella, but Kihada Marava. You're asking me that how could be that Nazir says Kalan Kiddush? The answer is just like Rava said, Nazir says Kalan Ashua. So those are Kalan the Kiddush. In economy, it's like a Kalan the Kiddush. So Kech the Marava, the Zeres Chal al Shuach, and I mean Chal al Kiddush, Mrs. Kiddush. So that question you're going to answer. We still left with the question that, of course, it's not the Raisa, it's only not the Balma. Fine. He has a different gear. So is it Mushra Raime? But to me, it's a question. What do you need a positive? Why do you need a positive? Tell me that Nasser can't drink Kiddush and Abdullah. Of course he can't. It's not the Raisa. Your boy Seymo. Shimon Leslie is a Chalister. Now, so what's going to be? So apply that back over here. That so Naziris, we're saying the extra post of Yain Reshecher, according to Shimon, is telling me what? So the more finishes the thought. The Zakhtar Rosh, here's Rino Tom, the Meshecher Yisera Sheminan Lay, the Nazar Shashasa Yain B'Yamakipurim, Echai B'Shem Yamakipurim, the Lay Osa Issa Yamakipurim, Mechaila Issa Naziris. So Rino Tom learns that the Gemara is not saying that the Kamash over here is that it is Chal double, but rather that this post is telling me that it's not Chal double, and this is the source for Shimon's din of Einisur Chal Isser. Now, Yal Rav Shimon, Bechol Duchta, the Einisur Chal Al Isser. Dachi Masha Pasha, the Torah, Miyayin Veshecher Yazir, which means Hachi Kamar, that it's saying, that Dafka, Mishum Nazir Chayi, while Yayin Veshecher, while I Mishum Isser Acher. Also, Isser Acher, Bechayel Alei. The only Isser you have is the Isser of Naziris and nothing else. And that's what the Pasuk is telling me. Because the parakol of Basser, Dar Shmuel, the Nisach Al Isser Mikra, Du Mesa by Kiyi Chaluluhu. So it's there. It says now. The Mormon said Joshua. that something which is already, this is the issur, you're now making it a problem, as opposed to something which already was ready also for a different reason. Okay. So the Rosh says no, that you're right. The source is the Rosh over here, the Darsh Hakam, Yain Meshaker, the Gabi Nazar, that is Chalisr. The Mamar Shua Shal Yashta Yayin. Vamar Reni Nazar, Asin Ziris, Vakala Shua, Vulakishtayim, Daki Masha Pasha the Kro. And that's the Pshat in the Pasik, that even though there is an Isser because of Shua, there's also an Isser because of Naziris as well. Not like the Rebbeinu Tam, that this is Tam that it's not Chal, rather that tell me that it is Chal. Okay. Okay, now. Not like the Rebbeinu Tam, that tell me that Isser Naziris is not Chal. And this is the or the Isser of Yom Kippur is not Chal. The only Isser of Nazir, but not the Isser of Yom Kippur. And the Pasuk is excluding another Chiyim. This is the source for Reb Shimon. But rather, Reb Shmuel's Pasuk is the source for Reb Shimon. And this is teaching me the other way around, that over here by Naziris, both Chiyuvim are Chal. Fine. Now, some more nusach of the Rosh. There's some more nusach of the Rosh which we don't have in the old version. That the Rosh adds in the following point. Let's say the Mishnah says a person ate in the valley of Yom Kippur. So in a case where the animal died before Yom Kippur, so this in the valley is already chal. Then Yom Kippur comes. This in the Yom Kippur can't be chal. But let's say the animal died on Yom Kippur. So what's the luck in that situation? The chara, when the animal's alive, it's also also I'll say every minachai. But the animal dies, every minachai ends. So at the moment that every minachai ends, so two Yisraelim have to be chal. The Isser of Yom Kippur, because till now Yom Kippur was the chal according to Shimon, because it's every minachai. But now the every minachai ends, let Yom Kippur be chal, and the male is supposed to be chal. So even though Shimon was in Yisrael chal Isser, but by Basachas, both are chal, Shimon, and we had in Yavamas. So what will be in that scenario? Lachara, the Shimon's statement that in case of the veil of Yom Kippur, you only like achas is not always true. So the Rosh says no. This is Tosis. We have this Tosis. I think in Yavamas, maybe we discussed it over there. I'm not sure. There's an issur of a say of enes avuach. There's a vachta v'chalta. You only eat something which had shkita on it. So, which now tells me, but if it's not zavuach, you can't eat. So even an animal which is b'chayav has an issur of enes avuach. And b'moyse also has an issur of enes avuach. So Yom Kippur can't be chal because this of not zavuach was chal already b'chayav. So Yom Kippur can't be chal on that. Chal on that. Now the Rosh does not address. So why is the Melecha? Why is the Melecha in the Zavuach? So you have to say that in the Zavuach, which is the flip side of the, in other words, there visiting Yom Kippur, the mitzvahs, it's an Isser Aseh. The Isser Aseh of Enes Avuach prevents the Isser Yom Kippur being chal. But the visiting the veil is the flip side of the din of Zavuach. So we don't see the Enes Avuach being as an exclusion to the concept of the veil. It's being there to be mechazik the Isser of the veil, the mechazik the Isser of Eber Menachai. These things, Eber Menachai and the veil, are not Tzavuch. So not only do they have an Isser Lav, they also have an Isser Aseh. But that, so in his work should not exclude the veil from being chal. But this Yom Kippur, the Yom Kippur is no shaykh, so that, so Yom Kippur would not be chal. That's what Rosh adds on, and we will.